They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, again, once more with us today, we have Eric Hovind, and he's president of Creation Today and has a wonderful ministry going out and teaching people about creation apologetics, why we can believe the Bible, actually going out into the streets, talking with atheists and all sorts of people, and using creation evangelism as a tool to help people come to the understanding of the glory of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Most importantly, welcome again today, Eric.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for having me on again. I appreciate it.
It's wonderful. And we're going to talk about a very important subject. Again, another DVD that you have actually recorded, and it's out there available. You can get it through Creation Today and I believe through Answers in Genesis. And I just want to talk to you. This DVD of your talk, and it has a lot of your testimony in it, really spoke to me, brother. And so I want to help people understand why this is so important. And so tell us a little bit about what is behind the Glory of God talk that you do.
Well, like you said, a lot of it does include my testimony, and I've been traveling and speaking on creation for the past 17 years. And as you guys know, you guys deal with this all the time, you look at our world today and you see that humanism, which is the idea that the end of all being is the happiness of man, humanism has really taken over our culture, and we're more consumed with our own happiness than what God really intended us for to be consumed with. We're to be consumed with the glory of God. We're supposed to be reflecting his glory, right. And yet we find ourselves consumed so much with our own desire to be happy, and we all want a God that suits our needs, that fulfills our desires, that does what we want, when we want it, how we want it. And we're falling for, as Ken says, the Genesis 3 attack. We are falling for the lie of Satan, where he told Eve, "Yea, hath God said, hey, you should not eat of every tree of the garden. You know, you can do this. You're not really going to die." Then he said, "If you eat off of that tree, ye shall be as gods." And really, that's what's happened in our culture today. So my testimony, God's glory, gets into and exposes the humanism of our hearts compared to the holiness and the glory of God.
Wow.
It took me quite a while, Steve, to come to the realization, to come to the conclusion, and this is what I share in the DVD, to come to the conclusion of what life is all about. But it is all about God's glory.
Now, how old were you when you came to that realization?
Well, I was 18 years old when I began questioning my faith, and at 21 years old is when I truly accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. It was through Ray Comfort's DVD, Hell's Best Kept Secret,
wow,
that I personally became a follower of Christ. God granted me repentance, allowed me to see my sin in light of the holiness of God.
Yep.
I had grown up in a Christian home, and I had become really a product of my environment. I knew what to do, what to say, and how to act, but I wasn't really a Christian. I didn't have my own faith.
And that's actually something I want to talk to you about, because so many people, and I am in exactly your position too, so many people have grown up in a Christian home, and yet so many of those people, it's almost like we live off the faith of our parents.
Yes.
And it's just not possible. God doesn't have grandchildren.
You know, that is so true, and I have to tell young people all the time, I travel and speak to a lot of young people, and I have to be honest with them and say, listen, your mom and dad don't get to hold your hand on Judgment Day. You're going to be responsible to God yourself. You cannot live with their faith. You must have your own faith. I was talking to a young man just 2 days ago down where I'm speaking, and he was at my meeting last weekend, and he is now an atheist, grew up in a Christian home. He's 16 years old and claims to be an atheist. And I said, man, let me tell you something. Enjoy the journey. you'll be back. If you're really looking for the truth, you'll be back. But this must be something that you go out and God reveals to you, because your parents telling you the truth isn't going to matter. I can give you all the scientific facts you want. It doesn't matter until the Holy Spirit opens your eyes and allows you to see the truth. Yep. You cannot understand the things of God.
Yes, and it really is. We talked about this last week, actually, that we require the eyes of our hearts to be enlightened to the truth, and so that we can know the hope to which we are called, and what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the greatness of His power toward us who believe. That is all that wonderful wording that we find in Ephesians comes through that enlightening that God gives us, but He gives us through a specific word, obviously, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, while I was on my kind of my faith journey, you can call it, I'd been saved, and I was 21 years old, and I got saved, and I said, God, I don't want to play games with you. Uh-huh. I'd grown up seeing lots of hypocrisy. Yep. Said, Heavenly Father, please, I don't want hypocrisy. Right. I want the truth. I want to know the one true God of the Bible. And so I began asking myself a question that was really challenging to me and my faith. I said, God, because remember, I'd grown up in the church. I'd heard lots of sermons. I'd seen the guys that had, you know, half their face blown off, but God got their attention. And they're in a wheelchair now, but God got their attention. And they lost their family, but God got their attention. I said, I asked myself the question, okay, if I really want to know you, then God, what would I give you permission to do to me in order to keep me close to you? And I got to tell you, Steve, I wrestled with that for 2 years. For 2 years, I wrestled going, wow, what would I give God permission to do? Now, God doesn't need my permission.
Of course not.
I realize that.
Yep.
But what was I willing to let Him do in order to make sure I stay in a relationship, a close relationship with Him?
Yep.
And at the end of a 2-year journey, I remember looking up at the stars up in Imboden, Arkansas, my grandparents' farm, 40-acre farm on the gravel road leading down to the pond, 2:00 in the morning, and I am wrestling with this question, and I'm just wrestling with God. And I still remember looking up at the stars and thinking about the greatness of God and how awesome He is, and saying, you know what? God, You are worthy. You can do anything You want in my life, to my life, to keep me close to You. And that was a hard prayer to pray. And at the end of the day, I go, that's ultimate surrender, though. I ultimately surrendered my life to God and said, God, You do with me as You see fit, rather than as I see, because there's nothing better. And those of you that know, you know there's nothing better than that sweet fellowship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm.
There's nothing better than that.
And the motivating factor for that being the glory of God, his magnificence as you're looking into the sky, I see that as you present it in your talk, in the DVD, The Glory of God, as you go through somewhat the same sort of thing as we do in our planetarium program here in the museum, the Creation Museum, as we take people from this tiny little speck called Earth, and we take people through the cosmos, out through the solar system, into seeing other galaxies and seeing how big this is. I mean, when you consider that on day 4, God said, and He made the stars also, you know, this great, big, glorious, magnificent, amazing God, we have to debate with ourselves what we're willing to give Him.
Yes. And that's ultimately what I try to get at in this film is the God that you claim to worship the God of the Bible?
Right.
Because I'm afraid many of us have a very small, insignificant view of God.
Yes.
And it's not the God of Scripture. And that's, we want a God with buffet-style Christianity. We'll take the love. We'll take the mercy. Oh, no justice. No, you know, I don't want any of that. And we only want the good from God, and we don't take God as He is in His Word. And the truth is, for everything you believe about God that is wrong, it will have a consequence. If you believe that God will heal every single sickness, well, you're going to be disappointed and disillusioned then with God.
Yeah.
But ultimately, and we see this from life. I mean, I tell the story of my sister, how her husband passed away from cancer. They'd been married for 6 months when they found out that he had cancer. And just, wow, the tragedy. And that, it rocked my world. Rocked my world. Because, man, We prayed. We begged God to heal. We anointed with oil. We called the elders to pray. We did everything. And he died. And as much as that shook me, I did. I said, God, why did this happen? And while it wasn't an audible voice, the truth of God ringing through his word and through the truth through the ages was, Eric, I did this for my glory.
Right.
I will get glory out of this. I will be glorified. And I just remember saying, I've got to trust God.
Our God is in the heaven and he does whatever he pleases.
Yes. Oh, that passage in Isaiah 42:46, he says that over and over and over. And I just sometimes read that as an attitude check for me.
Right.
I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
Yeah.
And I go, wow, how often in my life do either I try to get the glory or give the glory to something other than God?
Yes.
That, my friend, is sin.
You see, there's something that is very, very significant. And I was just at a youth camp on the weekend, and we were talking about this with a number of kids. We're looking at a tree, and it was beautiful. And they said it was beautiful. And I asked, I said, do you think Richard Dawkins believes that this tree is beautiful? And, you know, they said, well, yes. And I said, yeah, I do too. I think it's just a fact, and people can know facts. This is a beautiful tree. But where is the beauty? He's going to say, well, you know, over millions of years, billions of years, there's this evolutionary process that gives us a tree. And there's no truth to that. So he doesn't see the truth of the beauty. But when we come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, when we come in through the good news of Jesus, his work on the cross, his resurrection, we come to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus, then the eyes of our hearts are enlightened. We open our eyes, we see this tree, and no longer is this false impression of what this tree is. We see the glory of God in its beauty. And you can only do that in the face of Jesus Christ, right?
That is exactly right. Oh, man, hitting the nail on the head. You know, when I think of one of the things we talk about in that project is the number of stars in the universe. To see that the universe, I mean, estimates are somewhere between 76 trillion and 100 octillion stars in our universe. That means if you, at the low end, when you go for a walk on the beach, every grain of sand under your feet represents 9,333 stars in the sky. And that's for all the grains of sand in the world, all the beaches and all the deserts of the globe. Every grain of sand would represent 9,333 stars in the sky at the low end of the spectrum of what they say are the number of stars out there. And I just look at that and I go, woe is me. God, you are everything. I am nothing.
Yeah.
And I truly believe what Ray Comfort said in an interview one time when we were on TBN. He said, if I had a magic wand to tell all the preachers what to preach, I would tell them to focus on and preach the holiness of God.
Yeah.
And while I love God's grace, I love God's love for me, it's his holiness that makes it just that amazing.
Well, look at what it does to Isaiah, you know, when he says, I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, you know, and we see that. To me, I look at guys like Isaiah and I think, man, that guy was a real saint, a real holy servant of God, and yet he sees his own dirt in the face of God's light and glory. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. David himself looked at the heavens and said, when I consider thy heavens, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? And so, wow, who are we compared to this great God? And yet in Christianity, here's what's happened. We've allowed humanism, the idea that it's all about man, it's all about my happiness, to come inside the walls of the church. And now inside the church, sometimes we focus on the humanistic aspect. We focus on us rather than on the creator of the universe. And I say, oh, man, we've been deceived when that happens.
Well, in the last 20 seconds, give us a plea. Give the church the Eric Hovind plea for the glory of God.
Oh, my friend, you were created for one reason and one reason only. It was not for your pleasure. You were created for the glory of God. And God loves it when we are pleased. God loves that. But it's a byproduct of glorifying him. It's not the prime product. If you're living for yourself, or if there's an area of your life that you are not giving God 100% glory, not some of, not most of, but all of the glory, my friend, repent. Put your hand in your hands over your face and weep for your life where it doesn't give glory to God Almighty. Because in the end, He will get the glory. And He can either be given the glory or He can take the glory. I beg you, give Him glory for your life.
Hey, thank you, brother. I hope people do listen to that and take heed of those very important words. Thanks for being with us. If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.